sandy ground. We had a little piece of sand ground out here.
So you were born here?
I was born about three and a half miles down the road, and been here in the parish ever since.
Yeah. What's your full name?
Well, I told you his first name was Julius, and you could guess what that middle name would be.
Caesar? Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding. Of course, when they gave me that name, I'm sure they'd never heard of Julius Caesar. Some old school teacher come by when the day I was born. They was going to name me after my daddy's uncle. Was going to name me Robert. But they're still going to name me Caesar. He named me Caesar for a man in a boy's parish. He lived down there that kept him out in the early days. And I believe he's going to call me Caesar. So I guess I got off pretty lucky. My daddy was born in Point Coupee Parish down on the Chaffalai River down there.
Yeah. Oh, so he come up here then?
He was raised down here from the time he was 6 months old, and he lived here all his life except 6 years in the Boyle's Parish down in, well, not too far from Marksville.
Yes. And you lived here all your life?
All my life.
Did you farm all the time?
I tell you, we did everything we could to make a living. We farmed and raised hogs in the woods, and we always raised a few cattle. And at times, our main livelihood was these hogs, because, you know, we had a lot of waters, and you had to take care of them out of the water, but when you turned them down, they did a lot better. We raised lots of good hogs here.
You did?
That's
what kind? Poland China?
Oh, we raised Poland China. We raised some Poland China, but they was mostly crossed up. Hampshire, Poland China, Duroc, just name it and take it, whatever we thought would do. Some even Chester Whites, just every kind. Mm-hmm. But certain kinds did a lot better, but then a cross hog did a lot better than just pure breed.
Yes. So your daddy was born in Point Coupee.
Point Coupee Parish.
And he moved to Boyle.
Well, no, he grew up down here and moved to Boyle after he married. He and my mother were married and lived there 6 years. Stayed down there from 1893 to 1899 when he came back up here. I was born in June 1900.
Year early, you would have seen two centuries.
Well, yes, I got a brother 2 or 3 years older than I am, so he got. But I'm not counting on making that. I'm not counting on living in 3 centuries. In fact, I'm not counting on living in 2.
Yes, sir. Did your daddy farm?
Yes, he farmed, raised cattle and hogs too. Well, I guess I raised more hogs for him than anybody else, maybe more than I did for myself. But that hog raising was a real business in this country. You couldn't have made it, you know, as much often as the water came over, you just couldn't have made it, you know, just straight out farming. And it looked like when one would fail, then maybe the other one would be a good year.